Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We didn't get a chance to talk too much about that yesterday. In fact, I don't know that we talked at all about the Longhorns. I was so much looking forward to this game about a month ago. I may not even watch it now.
Somebody's got to win, though, Fred.
I think he'll get more time than Charlie Strong did, just because there was a lot of anti-Charlie Strong from the minute he was hired.
I think he'll get more time than Charlie Strong because they won more games than they lost last year, which Charlie Strong never did. I remind people that the Texans took Kevin Johnson over Marcus Peters because Peters wasn't, quote, Texans worthy. First response, Peters makes one play and here comes AJ as the real true Texan hater.
It's easy to say, oh, the guy's great, I want him, but if he's killing babies...
At some point, the talent is so great that it doesn't even matter how much of a pain in the ass you are.
They got less for him than I think they should have. So to me, it was just that we're getting rid of the guy and we don't want to pay him big money because we think something bad's going to happen.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. I'd highly recommend you go listen to the first 45 minutes of the show when AJ had Barry in here. Very entertaining. It's all available on podcastarena.com. Hope everybody's having a great Tuesday. Hope you're getting home safe in this weather that's bouncing around all over the area. And we're just going to rock and roll here for the third hour. The couple of things from the stuff we're talking about there at the end. 281 wants to know why our poker room's going away. I think there's two reasons for it. The boom isn't what it was. I think online poker really helped the live poker scene a lot. And so it's not quite what it was. And I think the other thing that stands out to me is, like, with MGM owning all these casinos, if you're not filling all the poker rooms, it kind of makes sense to close a few and get people to go to your other room. Like Mandalay, for instance, has a really nice poker room. And you know, go there or go to Excalibur. You get rid of Luxor. Those two are right there together. It's pretty easy to get from to either one. So I think that's part of it. And plus the expense of running a room. You have to hire dealers. You have to hire the floor, all that stuff. If you're not getting, they're not making a ton of money off of those. Now, here in town, it's booming, which is great.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by this. I think I play with better players here than we do in those tournaments in Vegas because those are mostly tourists. And the people who are playing tournaments here pretty much play them all the time. So I think there's some really good players in this city. And 713 mentioned Bellagio poker room's top notch. I like to go to Bellagio when I've got a nice stack in. And because I mean, those the best players pretty much are at Bellagio and Aria, and that's I like that sometimes. I like to go and see, test myself. If I feel like I'm playing well, I like to play with better players. And right now, I have no idea where I'm.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out 9 a.m. on Tuesday. That'll be the first try, I'm guessing. Unless I go and play cash when I get there, that's a possibility.
It's always a possibility.
Yeah, I have no idea because it just depends on how much I drink on the plane, I think. You know, if I drink a lot on the plane, I'll probably go play cash. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's take a call from Mark, and then we'll get into some of the lines for the week. What's up, Mark?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm in the food business, and I have a restaurant recommendation for you in Vegas.
All right.
It's a place called Hash House A-Go-Go, and it's on Sahara, you know, a little off the strip, and you got to go there.
All right. What kind of food are we talking?
Oh, it's a little fusion, kind of Californian, but it's unbelievable. Plus, all those lady friends that you want to impress that you'll have out there, that's where you need to take them.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
I don't have any lady friends.
No.
I don't really have any friends these days.
No friends.
That's okay. Yeah, I might check that out. I'm always looking for new places to eat out there. I know I'm going to hit Peppermill for breakfast one day, and I know I'll hit Burger Bar because those are my standards. But yeah, it depends on Saturday, maybe when I kind of branch out a little bit. It just depends on if our seats are just in the tent. I'm probably not going to the fight. I'm probably going to just enjoy Vegas for a day.
Yeah.
But if we actually have tickets to the fight, I'll go to the fight. But if that's the case, if I've got a free day Saturday, I'll probably wander around. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I want to take an early look at some of the lines here, which I now have to call back up because I had it and then I dropped it.
So, I've got them right here if you want.
Yeah?
Yeah. Start with Thursday. Are we doing NFL lines, right?
Well, we can do both. I mean, I just kind of want to take an early look at what we might be looking at.
All right. I've got the NFL lines up here in front of me.
Let's do NFL first then.
Baltimore, Cincinnati, pick. I like Baltimore quite a bit here.
Where is this game?
At Cincinnati.
Yeah, short week. I it's hard for me to bet against home teams on those Thursdays.
Remember, it wasn't a short. I mean, I don't know. Baltimore, to me, I mean, they've got one thing that's weird is they just played the worst team in the league. And, of course, they looked like world beaters. Cincinnati did not look. I mean, they won their game, but they could have easily lost it. They didn't look great against Indianapolis, a really bad defense. I tend to think Baltimore is going to be a little bit better than Indy was defensively. I like Baltimore at a pick. It started out as Baltimore minus one. It's down to a pick 'em now.
Yeah, I've got no opinion on that game other than I might play the under.
44 is the total.
Yeah, I like the under there. I think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring game, I suspect.
Speaking of that bad Indianapolis defense, they are getting 5.5 points at Washington. That's a lot of points. Washington just they came out and beat up an Arizona team, but I'm not sure that Washington's any good.
Yeah, I'm not either. I kind of think I might look at the over on that.
45.5.
Yeah.
I would like the over on that, too. And that, what's crazy is that number opened at 47.5. It's already down to 45.5. If you like the over, I think now's the time to get on it. Yeah. I can't imagine it doesn't bump back up a little bit.
It's got to, right?
Atlanta minus 5.5 hosting Carolina.
I'm now seeing minus 6. I think the Falcons bounce back this week, but that's too many points for me to give. I think they
win.
I'm
with you on that.
You know.
My play for our contest, our gal contest, Minnesota pick 'em at Green Bay.
How about this? I'm seeing Packers minus 2 now.
Man.
I like Minnesota there because even if Rodgers is healthy, he's not going to be 100%. And that's a pretty good defense of Vikings. Guys.
Most of the casinos in Vegas right now, you're looking at an online website, I'm guessing.
No, I'm looking at pregame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the
which has a consensus.
The casino lines across the board, almost none of the casinos in Vegas have a number up right now on that game.
Yeah, it's just on pregame, it's minus 2. Packers minus 2.
Man, I'd love to get that green or Vikings plus 2.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Chargers minus 7 at Buffalo.
I'm seeing 7.5.
I opened at 9, mind you.
I really, really want to take the Bills here. But I can't if Nathan Peterman's playing quarterback. If Allen's playing, I can't. But I mean, the Chargers, I think the Chargers are a little overrated.
They were exposed defensively.
They were.
That said, Kansas City's a lot better offense than what Buffalo's going to run out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, negative body clock. Everything points to take the Bills except for the fact that I looked at how bad they were
They're
last
horrible.
Week, and I just can't do it.
Houston, Tennessee, no line yet. Is pregame showing a line?
No.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wait to see what's going on with Mariota.
Whoever's there, I'm probably taking the Texans in that game.
Would you give points on the road?
I might, yeah. I feel like the Texans are going to have a big game this week. And I think if Mariota's there, he's not going to be right. I still don't know if Taylor Lewan's going to play. He was in the concussion protocol. It's a huge loss for them. And, you know, the fact that they went and got beat by the Dolphins. It's hard for me to
I understand.
It's hard for me to be excited about Titan right now.
Steelers minus 5 hosting Kansas City.
Give me KC.
It's a weird number.
It is a weird number. It's not.
I mean, Pittsburgh would be. So basically, they're saying if this were neutral field, Pittsburgh would be minus 2. Which, man, 2-3 weeks ago, that would have been laughable, right?
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh looked so rough their first game. Ben Roethlisberger with those 5 picks.
Listen, that,
and Kansas City looked so good.
Yeah, and I like this Kansas City team. I know they lost some guys from last year, but Reed tends to get them off to a good start, and they looked great last week. I think I might take the Chiefs here plus 5.5. I'm seeing 5.5 on here now.
Okay. I can't believe what I would say about this Jets minus 3 game. I might be on Jets minus three. I didn't think I'd be giving points ever this season with the Jets, unless maybe they were against Buffalo. But I think the Jets, they found a quarterback, it looks like to me. And, I mean, granted, he could come crashing down week two.
Yeah.
But they just looked really balanced. They looked really good defensively, especially up front. I like what I saw from that Jets team. I'm not sold on them as like a good team or anything, but they looked to me a lot better than what Miami looked, even in a win.
Yeah, but it's hard to judge the Dolphins and the Titans too much because of the way that game was delayed and delayed and delayed and everything else. So I kind of with you. I might drop the three with the Jets here and just say, okay, I think they'll cover, but not a game I'm looking to play.
Fair enough. Let's go to Tampa Bay, where the Buccaneers, who had the upset of the week last week, as 10-point dogs.
Yeah, double-digit division dogs.
Won outright. They are home dogs to the Philadelphia Eagles, minus three for the Eagles.
Yeah, give me the Eagles there. I think a little bit fluky last week with the Bucs, and the Eagles played defense. The Saints didn't last week.
Yeah, they didn't, but they were supposed to.
Yeah,
I mean, looking at the Saints last year, the Saints played defense.
They weren't ready for that. Now that the Eagles have some, you know, saw what they did, I think the Eagles go in there and house them.
New Orleans minus 8.5 hosting the Cleveland Browns.
Pass.
Is the Hard Knocks glow off the Browns now? Or,
well, I mean, 9 points is about what it should be, right?
I guess so. But, man, there's got to be some gun-shy people about betting the Saints after last week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, that was embarrassing.
I'll probably be on the over 49.5 again, though.
I think that's probably fair. Although, I don't know how much the Browns can score. I guess they scored 21.
Yeah.
If they score 21 against the Saints,
it's going to be over 60.
They'll be good.
Yeah.
Man, this number opened at 11 after last night's game. Rams minus 12.5 against Arizona. I can't bet the Rams at that number, but I wouldn't feel good betting the Cardinals at 12.5 either.
I'm not sure what number you'd have to give me to feel good about the
20?
Cardinals. 17.5. How's that? For an NFL game.
Another number that changed a lot last night. San Francisco opened it as a 3-point favorite at home against the Lions. Now, 5.5-point favorite over the Lions after the Lions week one debacle.
Yeah, the Lions are dead to me. I will never bet the Lions again. I'm putting them in the box of hate with the Giants.
Will you give 5.5?
No. Okay. But I will never bet the Lions again.
New England minus 2 now at Jacksonville. Leonard Fournette questionable.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I like the Patriots here.
I do too. I think Leonard Fournette playing could get me off of this game, especially since I saw the Texans have some real success running the football against the Jags.
Now, Patriots.
Against the Patriots. But the Texans also had something extra for the Pats to worry about that the Jags don't have, and that's Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, for that matter. So I think maybe it's a little bit tougher for Jacksonville to run on them like that. But without Fournette, I'm a firm Pats minus 2 here.
Was that Tony Kemp just going yard?
Gonzo?
Yes.
Man, you remember when Jordan Zimmerman was like one of the best pitchers in the league for the Nationals?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 5 years ago. It's been a long time.
Now 3-0 Astros is Kemp with a 2-run shot. 3 runs on 3 hits.
No hits for the Tigers.
Uh-oh. Framber. All right. We'll come back to the rest of these in a minute. Right now, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. Because every day they change lives. And that back in school, they take in kids that have had issues at other schools, and they give them another chance. They work around whatever those issues are, whether they had to get a job to support their family. Well, they work around their schedule. And they even feed them if they have to. And that's why more than ever, they need your help. And by your help, just a donation of a vehicle. It can be a car. It can be a truck. It can be a motorcycle. It can be an RV. It can be a tractor, four-wheeler. It doesn't matter if it's running. It doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you. And your donation is tax deductible. How about that? So you get a nice tax break on it as well. So here's a chance to get rid of something that you're not using anymore. Do a good thing. And if you do it today, you're going to get a $50 gift card on top of that. Just tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and they're going to give you a $50 gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
I thank you.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I got a giveaway for the people, but don't start dialing yet. At 6:25, we'll take the 10th caller. The Legends of Tennis are coming to Houston with the Invesco QQQ. Or is that Triple Q?
I don't know.
John, you should know this. Win a pair of tickets to see John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake compete in a unique one-night tournament October 5th at Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. Win the tickets and you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party with a full buffet, open bar, and a Q&A with the players. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. At 6:25, we'll take caller 10. All right, so you get 3 minutes. That gives those of you on the stream a chance to win the tickets. I think it might be kind of cool to do a Q&A with a guy like McEnroe and Roddick and Curry. I really don't care about them playing tennis. But
in kind of the same way.
But it'd be kind of cool to go to the VIP thing and talk to them.
Yeah.
I think I'd like that. All right. So let's get
back. All right. We had just three more lines left for the NFL.
Okay.
Denver -5.5 hosting Oakland.
Ooh. I think I like the Broncos there, but I don't know if I can pull the trigger at that price.
And Derek Carr probable.
Yeah, that's...
Boy, he took some hits last night.
He did, and he's going to take some more on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm with you. That number may be more than I'm willing to go after. I might like under 45.5.
Yeah, and somebody brought up a good point about the East Coast games. We need to kind of wait and see what the storm does.
Like the Washington Indy
game.
Yeah,
before you... I mean, it is Tuesday, so by then it... Who knows? But
really,
yeah.
I don't know. I think Washington Indy could be affected. I guess I don't know if Tennessee Houston could be affected or not. I'm not sure if the storms are going to get that deep. Philly Tampa and New England Jacksonville. That's the only games on the East Coast really all week.
Yeah.
Giants at Dallas. Dallas -3 at home.
I like the Cowboys here, but I think the number is right where it should be. I think this feels like a 24-21 kind of game. So probably not playing, but
give me the Giants here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Giants have historically played well in that building. I'll
never bet on the Giants again. So
That's fair. And they cost me last week, although I thought they were pretty competitive against Jacksonville. I just didn't see much that I liked out of Dallas last week against Carolina. It took them until the second half to get the ball across the 50. They're just
Carolina's defense pretty good though.
Yeah, but not that good.
Well,
you got Zeke Elliott. I mean, make something happen. The Cowboys just don't have a wide receiver. I mean, I understand you saying, "Oh, we don't want to pay Dez top wide receiver money," but like, have a backup plan, right?
Yeah.
Don't just go out with be like, "Well, we're just going to go with Cole Beasley and think that we're going to be able to be okay." Like, you let a team put their number one corner on Cole Beasley, you might as well pretend like Cole Beasley's not on the team. That's weird. A weird decision by Dallas, but I don't know if the Giants can take advantage of that, but I lean Giants getting points there. And finally, man, this is a tough one to call for me. Seattle at Chicago. Chicago -3.
I'm seeing -3.5.
Okay, well, it's 3 at -125, so it's about this either or.
At 3.5, I'll take Seahawk. Outside of 3, I'll take Seahawk. Inside of 3, I'd probably take Bear.
Okay. Well, at 3, assuming that you're getting plus 125, or probably it's probably more like plus 105.
Yeah,
you'll take the Seahawks.
I'll take the plus. Yeah,
yeah. I tend to lean that way too, but I don't really know. I mean, Chicago showed us some good things. They also showed some pretty bad in the, yeah, the second half.
First half, Chicago should be a 10-point favorite. And, second half, Chicago should be a 10-point dog. So
and Russell Wilson's pretty good. I know. Yeah. Oh, that was Aaron Rodgers. Well, Russell Wilson's not, he's not bad. Yeah. Although I don't know what kind of weapons he's going to have because Doug Baldwin's already hurt.
Yeah,
you know it's a. They got a lot of issues there too. But yeah, that's gonna. I think that's gonna be a really interesting game on Monday Night Football next week.
Cool. Well, we'll take a look at some college lines here. Here's an interesting one: Army minus 6 against Hawaii. Hawaii traveling to Army for an 11 a.m. game.
What is first of all, I like Army minus 6. Is the total of that game?
62.
Over. We've already seen Hawaii just chuck the ball around. Hawaii's not going to be able to stop Army's option. Like, it's going to, I don't know. Well, I shouldn't say that because that game may be affected by weather too. I'm not 100% sure.
Right. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
But if it's not crazy weather, that seems like the most guaranteed over of the week.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot like the Hawaii Navy game was.
I think so too. I think it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. And I kind of like you. I like the over there, and I like Army to cover the 6. I got to run my numbers on this one, but Old Dominion, once again, a favorite, this time against Charlotte, which isn't garbage. I may actually bet Charlotte here. I may just fade Old Dominion all year.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. I'm out on that. That's a game I really just don't want to be involved in.
Yeah, Florida State is a 3-point favorite at Syracuse. I like Syracuse here.
Man, that's tough. I'm not sure what if Florida State's like full on bad yet. They very well may be. I just don't think enough of Syracuse to bet on them.
They've impressed me. I think they finally have got it together there.
I'm surprised you skip. I don't know what order you're going in.
I'm just going to. Generic order.
Oh, did you skip over Central Florida at North Carolina, which I think is a really interesting
line? I think
line.
That got canceled. That's why.
Oh, is it off?
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, that game, it was lined at 14 and minus 14 and a half for Central Florida on the road. North Carolina is a mess.
Yeah. I'd have been all over Central Florida there. Syracuse is off to a 2-0 start. Florida State struggled with Samford last week. Now, granted, a little bit of a sandwich game, but still.
You keep riding the Oklahoma over train. They're at 56. Nope, 55.
Yeah, I think I may pass this week at Iowa State. That's always a weird trip. Iowa State tends to make ugly games for you. I mean, I think OU could get over 55 on its own, but I'm iffy on that one.
I'm going to give you a line that's it's unbelievable to me. Kansas minus 3 hosting Rutgers. Did you think Kansas would be minus anything against any Power 5 school?
No. Now Rutgers,
even Rutgers?
Rutgers is garbage too. But
they are, but
yeah. I think I'll pass on that game.
I gotta give points with Kansas? That's just, who's taking that side?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Here's another one that was postponed that pisses me off. Virginia Tech minus 27.5 against East Carolina.
Virginia Tech?
No, I liked East Carolina.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah. So, oh well. Notre Dame minus 14.5 against Vandy.
Man, Vanderbilt's been okay. I think it's a pass for me. If it were just under 14, I might be on that Notre Dame side. I think I'm on the wrong side of the half.
Yeah,
though.
I'm seeing 13.5 now, so that might.
Oh,
be
I might do that.
Yeah. How about this one? Michigan minus 35 over SMU.
Man, Michigan after a bad week one, they decided they wanted to make a statement week two, and they did. I would imagine that train continues. Once you lose a game, you can't afford for any blips on your resume.
Yeah, you need to make statements.
I tend to lean that Michigan goes out and again tries to just lay it to these guys.
Well, and here's another thing. We talk about the correlation between line and over. The line is 35. The over is 53.5. I think Michigan could score that by itself.
I think so, too.
And if you think SMU can get 10 points for you, I think you're there. So I'll probably be all over that over. Here's an intriguing one to me, too. Oklahoma State's minus 2.5 against Boise at OSU.
Man, Boise, the hype train's really starting to gain steam on them.
How about over 63.5?
I don't mind that. I actually think because this number opened with Oklahoma State -3.5, it's gotten below the three. I think I'm on poke here.
Wisconsin -21.5 against BYU.
Not a play for me. I'd lean to BYU because I'm getting that hook.
I'd lean Mormon outside of three touchdowns, but I'm not playing it either. Auburn -9.5 against LSU.
I this opened at 10, and I was like, oh, I'll be able to get it at over 10, and it's moved the opposite way. If I can get 10 again, I'm going to jump on LSU at 10. I think that we've underestimated how good LSU is, and I think that they're going to make this competitive, but I would like to get that hook back.
Here's one that I think I know which direction you're going to go on this. Baylor -6 against Duke.
I have to go with Baylor, and here's why. Duke lost their quarterback this week. He was the only reason their offense was any good. They also lost their best cornerback this week. I mean, they had...
Well, you know what that line was? It was +4, Baylor.
Yeah.
And so it's moved all the way to -6.
I'm not playing Baylor at -6 or 6.5, whatever it is now. But Duke, who I really wanted to play in this spot to begin with, I just can't now because their team has, from a health standpoint, fallen apart. Like, their most important offensive player and their most important defensive player in the same game. I'm just not interested in seeing what they are.
Florida -20.5 against Colorado State. They're going to stomp a hole in somebody after what happened last week. Although,
are they?
When you get a running back who transfers right after the game,
are they going to stomp a hole? I mean, I'm not.
Maybe they're not good enough to stomp a hole.
I got my money out of Colorado State, and the money that I lost on them in week one, I got back last week. I may just leave that one alone.
UH open +1.5 now -1 at Tech.
Man, that's tough. I faded UH last week, and I looked stupid for it. I still don't know if that was a result of Arizona just being really bad or UH being way better than we thought. I think they're going to score some points. Normally, I would say over 71, but Texas Tech lost a lot of offensive weapons from last year. I don't know that they're going to be the kind of offense that they've been in the past, so it's a stay away for me.
Yeah, I'm probably avoiding that one as well. We got a few others we'll look at on the other side, but maybe you need some more money for betting by lowering your bills.
Yeah, Bill Advisor. They can save you money on your home insurance as well. I told you about them earlier with your bills, but your homeowner's insurance, and they can make it simple. Shopping for a better deal on your homeowner's insurance used to be a pain, and it took hours to get a reliable quote, and someone came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster, and you are probably going to save a lot of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone now and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. It's not a joke, man. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. Their average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, I have another giveaway for you at 6:40. We'll take caller 15. Toyota Center, don't call now. Wait till 6:40. Toyota Center is excited to welcome back WWE Live. You can win a pair of tickets to WWE Live Saturday, September 15th. See A.J. Styles, Daniel Bryan, 2018 Royal Rumble winner Nakamura, Samoa Joe, United States Champion Jeff Hardy, New Day, Charlotte Flair, and many more. Tickets start at just $20 at the box office or online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Don't miss WWE in Houston this September. Win these tickets, and you're also entered into the Florida Football Friday Grand Prize. You could win a trip to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. And it says Charlotte Flair, but I'm pretty sure it's Charlotte Flair. I don't know enough about it, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Charlotte. All right, let's couple more games I wanted to look at here, including one that I feel pretty damn strongly about, but we'll get to that in a minute.
It's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Well, not quite a guarantee, but it doesn't suck. Texas minus three, USC. I'm not getting anywhere near either one of these teams.
I'm with you.
Here's an interesting one. Ohio State now 13.5 over TCU. With the over-under is only 60 for that game.
That is interesting.
Both of them do play pretty good defense, but I think 60 feels a little low to me.
Yeah, I people are forgetting. I mean, much like Clemson, Ohio State was looked at as more of a defensive team this year than offensive, which is a little bit different. Typically, those teams always have good offenses anyway, and TCU's typically a high-scoring team. But, yeah, I'm also thinking about that game's going to be in a building that's unfamiliar to both. I think it's just a game that I want to stay away from. I
do want to watch it.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I just don't want to bet it. If I had to bet gun to my head, I think I'd be on Ohio State minus the points.
Yeah, especially inside of two touchdowns. But I mean, I'm excited to see that one. Your Washington Huskies minus 6.5 at Utah.
I think I'm on Washington. I kind of the same reasoning I was on Michigan. I think they've got to go out and make statements now. And they're a team that really believes they have a chance to play for a championship. And if they want that, then they've got to go out and stomp some heads in. And Utah's pretty good, but I don't think they are on the level of Washington.
All right, here's a game I think I really, really like. I got to do a little more research. But San Diego State plus 4.5 against Arizona State. Everybody's kind of on Arizona State because they're coming off a nice win over Michigan State. But that was a home game, and there was a lot of reasons to like Arizona State there. Well, they got to go to San Diego State, which is not garbage at all. Next week, they play Washington, so this is the classic sandwich game. And I'm getting 4.5 with San Diego State. I think they win it outright.
Well, I couldn't find a line to bet against them. I wanted to bet against San Diego State last week.
Yeah.
And they were playing UC Sacramento or yeah. some horrible team like that. And I found the number, Sacramento State, I found the number in a couple spots, but couldn't find it on any of my websites. So I ended up not playing it.
They only won by 14.
They only won by 14. It wasn't impressive. I don't know how good San Diego State is. I saw them get beat up by a Stanford team that I don't think very highly of either. So what I am sure of is Arizona State. I'm not sure what they are on offense. I am sure that's a pretty good defense. And Herm Edwards may be onto something with what he's doing down there defensively. I don't know.
That's exactly why the number's gone from 1.5 to 4.5.
Yeah,
is that Herm Edwards? Because I'm not saying he's not going to do a good job there. I just think from a situational perspective, to have to go to San Diego in between those two games, coming off a big win over a Big Ten team, there's got to be a letdown. And I do think San Diego State's good enough to win it outright. But, again, more research to be done. It's just this is Tuesday, and I'm going to keep looking to see what that line moves to because, you know, obviously it's already moved three points. So, God, I hate when my headphones don't work and cutting off. That's pretty much all I got on those.
Yeah, I always say I hate doing these lines on Tuesdays because I'm just not ready for it yet.
Yeah, but I enough people want to know early because they probably lost. You know, when you lose on Monday night,
those are my initial thoughts on games.
Yeah, there's no, it's one of those, if you see a line you like right now at that price, then you might want to go for it. But
I've locked in one play for the weekend, and that's the Vikings.
Well, I'm getting 2 points now on that, and that was a pick 'em.
Yeah. I'm probably going to look again and see if I can get some more with a plus. I don't know that my site has that or my sites have that. But, I really like the Vikings in that game. And because I think Aaron Rodgers is probably still banged up at best.
We talked about this before the season. I think he's been so banged up for so long. I mean, it was a great effort the other night, but I think he's beat up, and it's another tough defense.
All right, guys. Man Centers is now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. It's the same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And they want you to make sure your testosterone numbers are right. But they're not talking about injections. The other guys, they recommend the synthetic injections. That's not what Man Centers does. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Guys, they've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And there's no excuses. The Y Factor presented by Man Center is the home of the free general male wellness checkup. They're breaking down the barriers that are holding you back from becoming a healthier man. It's $150 value, and it's absolutely free. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. They book appointments on Saturday, but you got to get there in a hurry. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. And reminder, it's Prostate Awareness Month, so it's a great month to go out and get your prostate health checked at Man Centers. That's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, you heard us talking about the lines and all the college games and all the NFL games. Well, you know the best place to go and play, MyBookie. And let me tell you, if you haven't tried MyBookie yet, this is my favorite website to bet on, not just because I can bet NFL and college, but I can bet the boxing match this weekend. I can bet on horses, and it's all right there at MyBookie. And the thing is, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, because a lot of these places, you can't trust them to get your money out. Well, that's not the case with MyBookie. It's the online destination. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. That's why I've been doing business with them. And when you win, they pay. And I've cashed out several times with no problems. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and you can even bet over under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. Real simple, on your computer or mobile phone, just Google MyBookie and get your account started, or go to mybookie.ag, and they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today, mybookie.ag. That's MYBOOKIE. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And the Astros just get a two-run homer to make it 5-0.
Yeah. Five runs on four hits.
Who hit that?
Tyler White.
Tyler White, big boy.
Jeez.
He looks like Roy Nelson.
He kind of does. He's hitting 311 now.
Man. Was he on their Untouchables prospect list?
No.
Maybe he should have been.
Wasn't he rated not that high?
No, he wasn't. But it's what I say all the time. We don't know. Who rated him, John?
Well, all these.
I don't know.
Exactly.
John did. Now, all these guys that they've been talking about, the Derek Fishers and the Preston
J.D.
Tuckers.
Davis.
Yeah. And the two guys who've become contributors are Tony Kemp and Tyler White. And then, did anybody ever talk about Framber? Ever?
No.
I didn't know who he was until I called him up. Guess what? He's pretty good.
And his swing, he just flicked it, and it went out of the park.
So, good for them that they've got some guys who've developed and turned into players for him.
I mean, almost everybody except Correa on the team has been Jose Altuve wasn't a big prospect until he started raking in Double-A.
Yeah.
Bregman was a...
Oh, yeah, Bregman too.
Okay. Bregman, I would say Correa. Gurriel was sought after, but he was 30-something by then.
Oh, I guess Springer was a first-round pick too.
So, Forrest Whitley, untouchable. Preston Tucker, untouchable.
Untouchable.
Hey, guys, check out Sports Map today. Great stuff on there. Barry has his ranking all 32 NFL teams by hateability. Brittany B. has her SEC report, which is a lot of fun.
Joel Blank has a video up. So does Charlie Polillo. A couple of things from Jermaine, who texted me, by the way, that his daughter listens to the Blitz and that she's a Blitzer. He doesn't know if that's a good thing or...
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Jermaine's daughter. Happy to have you. All right. Wow. Oh, this is the last segment? All right, well, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. I'll start. This is pretty simple. Looking at that tropical depression coming towards Texas, and suddenly, total deja vu.
Yeah.
We're going to Vegas, and here this thing is, and doesn't look like much now, but by Thursday it could turn into something, and then we're all panicked. I'm going to say not going to happen because the gambling gods wouldn't do this to us 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the hurricane gods wouldn't do this to us 2 years in a row. So I'm going to say no chance it happens. Bite me, unnamed storm. And if you come here, I say, hey, man, f*** that. I'm 97-3 on storm predictions.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
those
not,
three were bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
the losses hurt way more than the wins. Well,
but I was right about I was right about Harvey. That's why the hell we got out of there. That it was going to hit us. That was a win. Even though it was a loss, it was a win. This one is not going to be much. That's my prediction. I'm standing by it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Looking for 98-3.
That's tough for me. I don't know if I can roll with that one. I don't know why my stupid website won't... There it is again. I had this earlier from... The guy who lost his entire life savings when Bitcoin plummeted.
Yeah.
And everyone tells me, y'all, get into Bitcoin.
Yeah, my brother's trading all that crypto stuff, and I'm just not. Hey,
if that's your thing, cool.
I'm doing pretty well in my weed.
An estimated $400 billion has been wiped off the value of major cryptocurrencies since January.
Wow.
And Sean Russell's life savings of $120,000 were part of that. He had little investing experience. He put around $120,000 into Bitcoin in November of 2017. A month later, it was at $500,000. He said, I think there was one morning I woke up where I made $15,600 in one morning on my investment, and it just kept going. I was thinking, wow, that's mortgages paid, that's holidays, that I've always dreamed of. And then, of course,
that's when I would have been out, by the way.
It got up to $20,000. And then it collapsed and now trades at 6,300. If you don't, and he goes on to say he didn't really understand what he was getting into, but it felt like it was working, so it had to be good. That doesn't sound like sound investing strategy. I don't really know what I was putting my life savings into, but it paid off for a little while. Now it's gone. I don't understand how. Well, I'm just going to go with I have zero in Bitcoin. I don't think I'm going to have any in Bitcoin. I hope all of you make a bunch of money off of it, but it won't be me. So to that I say,
hey man, that.
I'll go real quick. When we're sitting down talking with me, Teresa, friends, we have our phone next to us and we're talking about certain products. And what's scary is, the social media apps, you allow your microphone basically use to record video and stuff like Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, they can use it to basically plug in their ads. Like if you're talking about PopSocket or something, that you'll instantly see a PopSocket ad on Facebook. Yeah, they're allowed to do that because you're allowed to let Facebook and Instagram access your microphones. And it's a little scary. And to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good show today, boys. We'll do it again tomorrow at the Hyatt. Come see us. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
See us at Wiley's.